I'm ready. I'm ready.
Can I get you to just start talking about the charity and the history of how much this raises and what you're hoping for?
This is our, I think this is our third, fourth, my fault. This is our fourth annual Donald Driver Celebrity Softball Game, Offense versus Defense. I took it over about 4 years ago from Brett. It's been a great turnout every year. Every year seems to get bigger and bigger. This is the first year it's been a complete sellout. Way over 8,000 people here today. It's been truly a blessing. You know, when you start thinking about all the things that have happened throughout the years and how this has transitioned to be more and more successful, you appreciate it. And more, you appreciate more of the fans to be able to come out on a nice Sunday. Normally it's a football game, but it's a little switch up from the players to play softball. So it's been truly a blessing, and the foundation has been benefiting from it. You know, we have helped over 75 families transition from homeless shelters into apartment houses, where we pay subsidized rent and utilities for them for 6 months to a year. And we started a scholarship program about 2 years ago, where we give any kid that's in a 2 or 4 year college, we give them a $1,000 scholarship. They have to maintain a 3.0 GPA while they're in college. And we also have a computer scholarship. Any kid that's in a homeless shelter that's decided that they want to be successful in life and they have transitioned from the homeless shelter to college, we also gave them a computer scholarship. And we just launched this new program last year. We have 5 schools that we open, 1 in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 2 in Milwaukee, 1 in Mississippi, and 1 in Houston, Texas. And what this program is called Blessing in the Backpack. It's an organization that started way before us, and we have branched on with that organization to be able to give any kid that's basically on federal government lunch an opportunity to have food to eat on weekends. You know, these kids go through a process where they eat Monday through Friday, but when weekends come, they don't have anything to eat at home. So what we did is we said that we want to be on board. What we do is we give those kids a backpack full of food to be able to provide for their families on weekends that they can be able to eat, and then on Monday, they give that backpack back to the school, and we fill it back up on the next Friday. So they take it home and be able to give their family opportunity to have plenty of food to eat. And it only costs $80 for one child for a year. So right now we're working on trying to get another school, 2 schools right here in Wisconsin and 1 in Dallas, Texas.
What's the name of the foundation, and how much money do you expect this to raise?
The foundation is called the Donald Driver Foundation. I'm trying to go way beyond of what we raised over the last couple of years. If we can get 200 to 275, something like that, $1,000, it'll be great. And this, I think it's going to be a great turnout this year. We already know that we probably raised more money than last year because we have way over capacity than we had in the previous years.
And you guys are usually already here for minicamps, OTAs. Usually when this goes on, is it a challenge to get the guys to come in?
No. I just picked up a phone and made some phone calls and sent some emails out, and guys did not hesitate. Guys jumped on. You know, about 2 weeks ago, I had my big Celebrity Weekend in Dallas, Texas, that I normally do every year for my charity. And guys showed up there. And guys were telling me, you know, hey, Drew, if I don't come to that one, I'll see you in Appleton. So everyone showed up. And it wasn't hard. I think that's one thing about our players. If we, you know, we're a big family. So you pick up a phone and you need a guy, they always seem to show up.
What do you attribute the sellout to? The Super Bowl championship or the lockout, and they might not see you?
No, I would say the Super Bowl. You know, I think you can't look over that. I think that's the big ticket. That's why when you win championships, everyone want to be a part of a champion. And it's a proven fact. When you win the whole thing, for me, it's been truly, truly just amazing how the your status have completely, climbed the ladder. And it's been fun. And to be a Super Bowl champion, that's something that I've dreamed of for a long time. Unfortunately, you never know when it's going to come. And when you're playing this game as long as I played, you know, that first one is something that you have to cherish for a long time. And right now I'm still on cloud 9. I haven't came down. I'm just waiting on the ring. That's the big thing.
How does it feel to be out here today with your teammates and your coworkers, knowing that in a few months you guys may not be playing?
Well, I mean, it's fun. You know, I think right now we're just enjoying the atmosphere. You know, I think we haven't seen each other since we had the big, celebration, you know, right after the Super Bowl. So I haven't seen none of those guys, seen a couple of them last week. So it's good to see everybody. You start hugging, you really miss each other. You know, when you don't get a chance to see guys all the time, you realize how much you miss them. And today is just one of those things. You know, we're out there laughing and talking and just seeing what guys been up to.
Is it the meaning of this game then because of that?
Well, I don't know if it's that. I think, you know, normally we get to a point where we do get an opportunity to see one another, and unfortunately we're not able to see one another right now. But it's been good. I think that's why they have Facebook and they have Twitter, so you can kind of see what guys are into right now. But it's been it's truly fun right now just to see guys and hug guys and tell guys how much you miss them.
Donald, in a normal year, you've met the rookies by now during OTAs.
Right. Yeah, it was crazy. When I saw a couple of guys last night in the hotel, I was just looking at them like, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Because, you know, you normally don't get to see them. And normally by this time, like you said, you know them. But it was just great to see how much the guys really appreciate me bringing them in, knowing that they're part of our team, but we haven't officially, you know, had an opportunity to work out together or do anything. But those guys are real nice guys, and it's gonna be great to see what those guys can contribute to this team.
Donald, how often, Mr. Goyer, about a season? What are you doing?
I can't hear you.
How optimistic are you about a season coming up? And then what are you doing to stay in shape for the meantime?
I'm working out. I'm staying in shape. You know, that's one thing I got to do. You know, I got to keep myself looking young. So it's been just a continued workout. But one thing that I've enjoyed is that, you know, we feel that everything's going to turn the way it's supposed to be. You know, everyone's worried about will we have a season. We will have a season. I think it's just got to be a point where both sides got to come together. And once they come together, boom, everything works out and we get back to football. You know, we want to play. That's the fun part. You know, you can tell right now how much we miss each other. We're throwing the ball around like we're really playing football out there, running around, chasing balls. So it's a lot of fun right now.
Donald, obviously other teams have organized, you know,
right.
workouts.
We're Super Bowl champs. We are Super Bowl champs. You know, the thing is that, you know, so many, you get to a point where you start thinking that you want to get together. And then you just get to a point where you talk to different guys, and different guys are working out and enjoying themselves. And, you know, I think guys are going to come in shape. I don't think that's one thing we have to worry about. You know, I think when you get to a point where you start worrying about if the guy's going to be in shape, then that's when you want to host these type of things. But right now we know that every guy that's going to walk in that locker room soon will be in shape.
Donald, how reserved are you guys going to be today out on the field?
Say it again?
How reserved are you going to be on the field?
I don't think so. I think guys are having fun. You know, it's just like playing. It's like if you was at home playing with your family. You run around and enjoy it, and you're going to make sure you don't do anything crazy. But you're going to still have fun. And right now, that's what we're doing. Every guy's out there joking around and having fun. And, you know, I think we play the same way we always play. You know, if you see a ball that you feel like you can go get, you're going to go get it. If you feel like you can't, then you're going to make sure that you don't pull nothing. So I think guys are not going to – they're going to play the game like they always have fun. Just play and have fun.
So what are you doing? Are you just working out? Or are you doing football stuff? Or
I'm doing. I'm running around and doing football stuff. That's what I do for a living. Okay. You know,
like a quarterback friend that you got throwing balls to you, or going
on
the kids?
No, I don't have anyone throwing the ball. I mean, we have a guy that's up there just throwing. We have a couple of college kids that's there throwing the ball. So we worked out. Tony's there. Tony Romo's there. So it's just been guys have just been relaxing. Just, you know, whatever we do, we do. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Since status has changed a little bit, how has life been different since? As a Super Bowl champion.
Well, I did a couple of TV, you know, shows, you know, the Monique show and all that good stuff. So, you know, probably I never got on the show if I didn't win the Super Bowl. But, you know, I think then I got an opportunity to go to, you know, see the First Lady, you know. So it's been, I think that's the status when I say it's changed a little bit, you know. But everywhere you go now, it's just people recognize you as the Super Bowl champ, you know. It's not, hey, there go Donald Driver anymore. It's like, there go the champ, you know. And that right there is a big ticket for me, because now when it's all said and done, that's the first thing that they'll see on my resume, you know, is that Donald Driver, Super Bowl 45 champs, and then everything else after that. And that's something that's a big stamp on your legacy, and that's kind of where I want to be. I want to be to a point where I can always walk back in Wisconsin and the fans continue to love me for being the person that I am.
What drives you now, huh? Now that you got the ring, what's out there that pushes you?
James Lofton's records. James Lofton. And I want to make sure that I put a nice little stamp on my legacy. You know, my thing is that it's some great guys that wore this number for me, and I think if I can get a nice little snap on his legacy, continue to put the stats up there, you know, I have the Super Bowl ring now, I have the Pro Bowls, I played the 10 years, now I'm just trying to put the final stamp on it, and that's just to make sure that no one ever breaks my records. I think that's what James wanted, that's what Sterling wanted. Unfortunately, you know, records are meant to be broken, and I want mine to never be broken. So if I can play 2 to 3 more years and put a nice little stamp on it, those records will stand there forever. And when it's all said and done, maybe one day I can be standing up here in Canton, Ohio saying I made it, you know, and my number gets retired. You know, I mean, you dream about all that. Unfortunately, I never thought about that early in my career. I was just trying to make the team. And now that I'm there, you know, that's kind of my goal, you know, is to make sure that, you know, if that number can ever get retired, it'd be great. If my name can get in the rings in Lambeau, that'd be great. and one day be in Canton, Ohio. I think that's everybody's dream once they accomplish all the other goals.
What's the ring ceremony going to be like for you?
And I don't know. I don't know.
How did you get any input?
I got to see it and input in it, but I don't know if the final. I haven't seen the final, you know. So I can't wait. I can't wait until the 16th. So that's going to be I called Wood and sent him a nice little text message and called him and said, hey, it's time. We're going to get those things we dreamed of for a long time. And he said, drive the ring. That's all he kept saying, the ring. And finally, we got it. We both can say we got it.
Now you say you're optimistic about the season. What about other stuff leading up to the season? You know, fans really look forward to seeing training camp and Michigan Field. So.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. If I had a crystal ball, I'd be able to tell you exactly what's going to happen. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. I know we will play football, and to me, that's all that matters. You know, I think, we know this is the opportunity for our fans to come and see us doing OTAs and doing training camp, and maybe we will have one. No one knows, you know, but we hope we do. And if we do, then, you know, this is why we do these type of events, so our fans can still get opportunity to see us. Even though it's not on the football field, they're still playing softball, and they get to see us run around and have a great time. I mean, I think you could do it when you get to a certain, you know, certain years. You know, you get into your career where you feel like you have accomplished everything. I think the biggest thing is, you know, I was talking to Tim Brown when he got in. He was the finalist for the Hall of Fame. And I talked to him right before, the Friday night before the Super Bowl game. And I told him congratulations. And he sat down and he said, Drive, you know something? If you win the Super Bowl come Sunday, they will have to look at you as being a candidate for the Hall of Fame. And for him to say that, that was something that made me even dream about it even more. And for a guy that's been playing this game so long as he's played and accomplished so many goals and dreams, when Tim Brown could tell you that they have to look at me being a candidate, I shook my head that night and said, all I got to do is win the Super Bowl. And maybe I get opportunity to maybe one day be there. Now, will that dream ever come true? I don't know. I hope it will. And for me, that's a goal. And if it happens, then it's going to be a truly honor. Because, like I said before, it was never a goal for mine early in my career. But when you get to wind it down and you feel like you have done a lot, not just for the organization, but for the community, then that should stand for something. And to me, that's all that matters.
When was the ankle 100%? Have you been able to do OTAs? Have you handled?
Probably. I don't know. I mean, I feel good now. I really don't know. I mean, I think if OTAs would have started a couple of months ago, probably not. I've been still getting treatment on it. It was just one of those things that I feel like it had to take its course, you know. And, you know, Doc told me, take your time. Don't rush it back. We don't have anything going on. Take your time. And that's exactly what I did. So for the last couple of – about another – last since the last month, I've been running and running routes and all that, and I feel good.
Yeah.